This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. I had forgotten, because it's been a whole season since we had Megan on and she had intro music, my introduction, my first love as far as rapping these guys. And so, yeah, we'll bring her on. Anyway, good morning, Megan. Happy New Year and all that other good stuff.
Can you still say Happy New Year in March?
Well, if we ain't talked to her since 24, yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's good with me. It's good with me. Happy New Year, y'all.
Now she played that off. Hey, it's so good to have you back. I was thinking about you last week, and Noelle and I, we were talking about the show, and I went, hang on a second. We have had our women's basketball voice on, whether it's college or the WNBA, and she went, well, time to give Megan a call.
Yeah, for sure. I told her, I was like, it's never a problem. I was like, I always have time for y'all. That's never an issue.
Well, we saw her at the Atlanta Dream press conference when we had our new additions introduced to us. And reason for excitement as we get set for the season, we saw this week about the season opener and great anticipation for that. But just great anticipation in general. And Megan, I said one thing I've said in the last 2 years, usually in sports, it's the pro sport that pulls the college sport along. But for women's basketball, it's been the college game pulling, the women's, professional game along. What are we expecting with this basketball tournament that's coming up? There's so many different backstories. And I said, I'm just going to give me a big old thing of popcorn and watch this women's tournament because there's so many stories. What do you think and what are you looking forward to most when they announce the seedings tomorrow?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. Like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, so you're right. This is a lot of excitement for college basketball headed into the W season. And really, this is a time for you to learn. So if anyone is like, hey, I'm not really familiar with WNBA. I don't really know a whole lot. Now you want to start watching for this college tournament because you got a lot of folks who are going to be allegedly, you know, we don't know for sure yet, but allegedly coming out and declaring for the draft. So what I'm looking forward to most is, one, this bracket reveal on Sunday because it's going to get spicy. If you didn't watch last year, there was an Iowa-LSU rematch. We know how good that was. Eventually, there was an Iowa-South Carolina rematch in the title game. So that's what I'm looking forward to see what are the big matchups there. And then also there's several players. So there's a Paige Becker that many people are talking about. There's Juju Watkins, Olivia Miles, Hannah Hidalgo, Lauren Betts. I mean, I could keep going. Like, this list is stacked. So those are the players that you want to keep eyes on, you know, and I'm here to talk about basketball all day long, to answer questions, to, you know, just basically tell you who the people you should be watching are.
See, this is why we got her on here.
Absolutely.
This is exactly why we got her on here. Here's what I want to know from you, your opinion on, if you can't point to anything tangible, but what was the benefit of Angel and Caitlin last year as we approached this season? Can you see anything? Can you talk about bigger venues, TV packages? I realize the contract right around the corner to get renewed, but I'm saying, what else is there that is become a plus because of what we saw last year toward the league?
Yeah, you know, I would say that, you know, it's kind of what we just talked about, right? Like, you had all these eyes on Angel and Caitlin, and they came with them when they went to the W. You know, there was a lot of folks in the top half of that draft that brought their friends, you know, I say friends, but basically friends and fans with them, right? It was Cameron Brink, it's Rekia Jackson, it's Camilla Cardoso, it's all those folks that were in that top half of the draft and even on deeper, who basically brought their fandom with them. Not only bring their fandom with them, they brought their money too, right?
Yep.
So jersey sales are up, merchandise is up, right? Now you're selling out more arenas. And the thing is, like, this, and I talk about this a lot, but this was actually a really, like, wonderful timing for the league because this is a convergence, right? The league had been quietly growing, doubling its revenue for, you know, several years since 2019. And then you have this historical draft class that comes along that's also been growing women's basketball, right? And they kind of met at the same time in this, you know, perfect sort of harmony. And now everyone's eating, right? And that's the whole point. Like, and Caitlin and Angel both talked about it. They are so grateful for their fandom because not only did it bring eyes, but it bought a lot of people who were hungry for more basketball. So then they could turn their eyes to the W and say, well, wait a minute, what have I been doing with my life? Because clearly I've missed out on the Asia Wilsons of the world. Clearly I've missed out on Breanna Stewart, Diana Taurasi, of course, before she retired. So sorry, Phoenix Mercury fans. But you know what I mean? Like, those are the things that, you know, that came with it. So now you have a lot more eyes, a lot more people are paying attention. And now here's the thing that people aren't thinking about. This is the value. You're now seeing the value in these players as human beings and more than just the product on the floor.
Yep, absolutely. Well, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Megan L. Hall. She is social. You can always find her. It's Megan L. Hall. It's Megan L. Hall at It's Megan L. Hall. You know, another thing that happens that kind of doesn't happen with the men's college tournament, the women's coaches kind of are in the same places. And so we know who to identify those brands with coaches in certain places. And we kind of lost that in recent years with the men's tournament, with a lot of coaches like retiring and leaving the game, even up to this season. You know, you got one leaving out at Florida State this season. You got one leaving Miami that left in the middle of the season. You got one at Virginia that left before the season even started. But we know who the players are and we know who the coaches are and when the women's game. That familiarity, I think, makes it also big for the women's tournament.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, you got your, you know, kind of your staple folks, right? Your Don Staley's, your Gino Auriemma's, your Kim Mulkey's of the world. Those programs are the elite, you know, for a reason. They've built these long lasting relationships, and they kind of have a, you know, Don Staley talked about it the other day, but it's almost like, you know, I would say almost like a program that they're putting their athletes through in the hopes that, you know, they'll go on to play professional basketball, but while also doing that, they're continuing to build their programs and they're continuing to rack up the trophies too. And I think that's what you're seeing on the men's side is that everyone's like, okay, hey, we want some more trophies to come this way, right? Like you want to be the Dan Hurleys of the world. And so if you're not seeing that and you're not getting these deep, you know, NCAA tournament pushes, yeah, people are going to be leaving in the middle of the season, or, you know, unfortunately the administration is going to say, hey, we appreciate you, we thank you, but we got to let you go because we got to get the right person in here so that we can continue to add hardware to our program.
Megan, you mentioned some of the blue bloods on the women's side. What are some of the teams you're keeping your eye out that may not be top of mind?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I would say that for me, it probably is a little bit different lens. Like, I'm looking at teams that could potentially be in trouble ahead of the NCAA tournament. And when I say that in trouble, I mean that, like, hey, maybe they've lost a couple of games. Maybe they didn't look great defensively, you know, in their conference tournament. So for me, it's teams like Notre Dame. They've lost three of their last five matchups, and three of those were ranked matchups, so they haven't looked particularly great there. Their two stars, Hannah Hidalgo and Olivia Miles, are kind of in a slump right now. The rest of the team's also not doing so hot. So that's one team. Texas Longhorns, Madison Booker, Rory Harmon are your two central pieces there under Vic Schaefer. And so I'm looking to see, can Madison and Rory eventually, you know, lead this team to a national championship if they can get contributions from the rest of the team the way that Madison and Rory are as well. And then I'll probably give you another one. Tennessee Volunteers, so they have a new coach this year, Kim Caldwell. Kim has, you know, has really had a fairly good season compared to the last seasons. She had a really good upset win against UConn earlier in the season, but Tennessee has been super inconsistent the back half of the season, which is very concerning heading into the tournament. You don't know which version of the Lady Volunteers you're going to get, and that's not really a great place to be in. So that's kind of the team that I look at is like, okay, what's that going to do in this tournament? And then I'll give you one more. And not people, I don't know why people aren't, you know, this is a top of mind, but you don't want to sleep on the Gamecocks. These are the national champions. I think everyone forgets they went undefeated last year, brand new starting lineup, all five were different. Now this year they've lost three games and suddenly everyone has forgot about them and they, you know, we're not even taking them seriously. I don't know why you wouldn't, because Don Staley just won our third straight SEC tournament conference championship. And now they're using that momentum to go into the tournament, and they are the deepest team in the entire country, in my opinion.
Talking with Megan L. Hall, joining us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. It's great to talk. And you mentioned a couple of things, and you left out one story that I think is going to be great, but let me go back to Kim Caldwell and what an amazing story she is, because at this time last year, she was at Marshall, and she was new at Marshall. You know, she had one season, and I remember they came in, they played against Georgia State, and they did, like, side changes like hockey. You know, like five people every 3 minutes, every 3.5 yeah. minutes, she's rotating five fresh bodies. And the Georgia State women out there with their hands on their hips, and we're in the first quarter. I mean, they were just – and that's the way she just went through the conference and just won the conference last season. And out of that, she gets the gig at Tennessee. Top that, she had a baby and was back on the sidelines for the game against South Carolina. Just amazing, incredible story. She's going to be for this Tennessee team, regardless of how they play. A lot of people are going to set up and take notice. But the person I mentioned something to Noel, was at TCU. Because we do want to give our popcorn ready.
Yeah.
We don't want to spill the tea for some, you know, we will have tea spillage in this tournament. And TCU is going to be it. I'm hoping that they're in a bracket with LSU. I think that would be delicious, don't you think?
See how he set it up? Yep.
Yeah, talking spicy to me now. Yes, I'm all here for some spiciness, right? And I'm so glad that you brought it up, too. Haley Van Lith is having just a phenomenal season. Her redemption tour at TCU is probably one of the best stories in the whole country. Her and Sedona Prince have that team just humming. And shout out to Mark Campbell as well, the head coach. Like, he found a lane for Haley, and she's really thriving. It's really great to see. The funny thing is, you brought it up, is there was a moment last year in last year's tournament where LSU was waiting on their seeding and bracket and everything, you know, on Selection Sunday. And Haley makes this comment about her old team, Louisville, and the first matchup that they had or whatever else, right? she basically predicted, like, hey, they're going to get upset, and they did. So it'll be very interesting to see if she's on the other side of the court against LSU. I just wonder what that will be like. But who knows? I mean, the committee, you know, they like to get a little spicy. Like I said, last year you had that Iowa-LSU rematch, and that's all anyone was really talking about for weeks until that thing happened.
I think it will be. I think it's going to be a lot of fun and going to really be enjoyable for what we get to see and see what players emerge from this. And like you said, right after the Final Four will be the WNBA draft, and we'll find out which ones will be heading into this season with the WNBA, and we get to follow them along. But I'm like you. I'm looking forward to it. We find out tomorrow's Election Sunday, and then we're off, you know, along the road to the Final Four. March Madness will be here.
I don't know about you two. Are you looking with anticipation as this season begins, WNBA season, knowing that last year a lot of the teams had to pivot during the season because of the popularity and move the venue if they could? Happened here in Atlanta, right? And will that be the case moving forward this year, or they already have those plans? I'm just saying the overall, I won't say collateral damage, but the upside of those two are the venues that are being planned to be used in a way that they hadn't heretofore.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is, like, you know, like I mentioned, you know, a little while ago, like, the league is growing. And so you've got these big stars that are, you know, bigger stars that are coming. You know, of course, Paige Beckers is probably the front of that class. Yeah, you're probably going to see several games. I know the Dream moved their home opener, you know, to State Farm. And, you know, they had some other plans as well against the Fever. I would not be shocked to see it happen throughout the year. Let's say if it's a, you know, a Dream Chicago Sky game, if that gets moved. But, you know, keep in mind, like, you know, I use the Dream because they're right here in Atlanta, but they sold out of all 20 of their home games last season. And so that is, you know, that's a testament to how much this league is growing in popularity. And so I really think that, you know, we are going to see a lot more of that throughout the year. And the thing is, like, you want that, right? You want more eyes on the game. You want that for the players. The players love those environments. Like, I don't know if y'all, you know, if y'all look at it, but the players love those big things. Like, it's really funny. There's a quote that sticks out in my mind from last year. It was a Fever Seattle Storm game. Everyone's coming to see Caitlin, and Jewel Lloyd went off. I mean, I think she dropped like 35. And she says afterwards, she's like, well, everybody came to see a show, so we gave them a show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, everyone loves the more eyes. I think it's just going to elevate everyone's game, and I just can't wait for it.
Fantastic.
All right. Now, this is your first appearance this year. Can we continue to reach out to you and have you come on and join us? I realize it's early, but can we do that for you?
Absolutely not. I'm not coming back. I'm never returning again. This is terrible. It's awful to answer all these, you know, wonderful questions. I can't even do it.
All right. Well, how about you ask her, Sam?
Yeah, we'll ask her nicely next time. I think she'll be.
Of course I'm coming back. Of course.
All right. We'll be reaching out to you soon. Megan, listen, as always, thank you. Listen, stay dry. Next couple 24 hours around here is going to get kind of crazy weather-wise. So just you know, make sure to batten down the hatches and have a wonderful rest of your weekend. And we will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely. I'll do the same. Thank you. I appreciate you.
There you go. Megan L. Hall from USA Today for the win joining us here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.